testimony hall inspired.
And you know, he that praises his name, they were calling he that praises his name. And thank you. So, this is the prison. Because praise, he inhabits the praise of his people. Some women will say, if you eat that fine soup, we would have cooked. If you eat a food, if you cook, if it is a dikaikon, we would have given you the best. Or maybe you're eating amala and ewedu. Yeah? Or banga and starch would have made the best for you. But the only thing you have asked us to bring for you is praise. So, and then you are preparing his food. Because it's not too many people that are giving him the food. Some people are angry with him. Some people are angry with him. Every day they are giving him warning. Every day they are giving him warning. I say, God, you have 2 days. I know what I'm saying. You better answer me. Because if you don't answer me after 2 days, anything you see me do, take. But there are some others who are in worse of situations like you. Ah, do you know that woman that we read her testimony on NSVPD? The woman, triplets. She went to the hospital. They told her, the 3 sacks in your stomach, they are all empty. Empty sack. Some people would have just been saying, ah, shidalabaraha. The suffering of this life. Lord, what did I do? Like there's a song that says, give me my key once again. Onye wem chi neke nai Gwami hem nere Iji rapum No no donka Daddy Onye wem chi neke Gwami hem nere Iji rapum No no donka. But somebody will still be in that situation and will not sing that song. Nani wogenta Kanyani lega ho Nani wogenta Ayala musha Kantini lega. Because you know why I'm singing all these songs? Go and get your praise on. There is a change coming. There is a change coming. There is a change coming. Ayana kosha. And the one that they are cooking the food for, I want you to see what happened. And this is what happened. And they are saying, Daddy, your midnight food is ready. And where it is not a, it's a food to give you, Daddy. It is not us. And Daddy looks and say, okay, let me come. I'm coming. Right now, people are sleeping and you are giving me food. Some people are angry with me and you are giving me food. You don't know Sister Monica. Sister Monica is in the same situation with you. He has been cursing me since last night. He said, but instead of you cursing me, you are giving me praise. Because your praise is from your understanding of who I am. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy has a way of coming in the morning. If you know me, and that's why you are praising me, Shadi Bala, no matter how dark it is, there will always be light. And you are praising me with that understanding. Come here and give me food. May Jesus. And so see what happened. He now began to come to the prison. He came to the prison. And as soon as he entered the prison, there was everywhere began to shake earthquake. Listen, it wasn't prayer causing earthquake. Don't mistake it. It wasn't prayer that was causing earthquake. Anyone here she read the food. And all patakwala no nebe she read the food. He was not trying to open their door. He was trying to respond to their praise. But there is no way he can respond and doors will be closed. didn't hear me. There is no way he can respond and doors will be closed. Stop crying. Stop mourning. Stop complaining. Switch. Did you hear what I just said right now? Switch. And then he responds to the priest as a king. Okay, Miri Nebu. As soon as he got there, let's wait. Foundation began to beg him. The Bible did not say there was earthquake in the prison. There was earthquake. So, I could have been in Nigeria and there was a tremor. And I'm wondering, what's going on? Allah just to shake here now. And he has come to respond to them. It shows that the impact of his response became territorial. You didn't get what I just said right now. He came to answer and feed on them. All of us felt the impact. Sometimes you say, see the way God announced this now. He was responding on the praise of this person. And by the time he was responding, because obia, wagaman obiala. Onuwana chochi chire. Jehovah, Onuwana kwemu. Jehovah. And so when he came, he wants to come and eat the praise that they have prepared. He's looking at prison. He said, I have to enter. And whenever he shows up, Onozama Kebulie Isigel. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, as people are singing right now. Any gate closed against them, any gate closed against their career, closed against their visions, open, open. The Bible says all the doors open. The doors began to say, "Amanu mebi chorishiaba, namige shineba kigesheba." Every door began to open. Even the door that were not where they were, the doors of the other people began to open. Every door began to open. I don't know who I came to talk to. Get ready for this week. Get ready. Whenever there is praise, a door does not open. Whenever there is praise, doors are open. Shakatakataya. Let me talk. 200 persons under the sound of my voice. I announce the doors. I open it. Ancient doors. Doors. In a donut experience. They are opening. Somebody shout open. It wasn't their prayer. The doors were responding to Oga that just came around. Oga has come. Oga has come. The others saw it as their miracle. Hey, a miracle just happened now. No, sir. What you could not see was trying to bow to a God that just showed up, and which automatically becomes your miracle. And you are able, and you say, God has given me a miracle. No, it wasn't about you. The doors were saluting Oga. They were saluting Oga. They say, Oga, you are welcome. Oga, ayabala. Somebody shout yes. And I want to tell you how these things work. Shabali Baraba. I want to tell you how these things work. We had need, and I'm going to just, we had need of security few weeks back. And I want to share with you. We had need of security a few weeks back. And so I reached one Oga. Oga, bata, in Abuja. So I reached him and I said, Oga, please, we need security. Since police has, so we need security. Oga said, no, because there you don't. And then Oga said, called me, but Oga said, I've done it, Pastor Jerry. Just relax. I've done it. Later in the evening, Oga calls me back. He said, have they resumed? I said, not really. I haven't seen anybody. Oga said, okay. That's all he said. The impact of okay. I saw it the next day after NSPPD. As everybody just flooded. I said, no. Listen, I have already done it. I have already done this. I said, no, I didn't say anything. He just asked me a question and I answered. He was, I said, no problem. Don't worry. I will come, Oga. No problem. There's no problem. And I say, Biko. Just anything. Just. Let me tell you, there's something about Oga. Oga. Call him Oga. Call him Oga. The thing they sweet me. So we got done with that. And as usual, there was something mandatory you are supposed to give as part of the process. So I gave my mandatory whatever as part of the process. I gave it. Next thing again. And I'll say, I'm coming back to see. He said, take back what you gave. He said, I don't want trouble. I said, no, listen. This is what is mandatory. And he said, please, all guys involved. There are things when, if all guys get involved, call them all guys. Call them all guys.